Hi, my name is Melanie Stock, and I am a PhD candidate with Dr. Francisco Arriaga in the Department of Soil Science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Together with our collaborators, we ask, does tillage increase frozen soil infiltration? Now, this question is especially important in Wisconsin. As a national leader in dairy production, we have billions of gallons of manure to manage annually. One of the most long-standing and common practices is to apply this manure to the landscape year-round. Now, during the freezing season, that presents us with a critical challenge in nutrient management, as the majority of the runoff in our state occurs during snowmelt events when the soil is still frozen and has a limited infiltration potential. So in effort to reduce surface nutrient losses, we have the following objectives. First, identify management practices that promote infiltration on soils receiving wintertime applications of manure. And then second, quantify the key drivers of infiltration and runoff in these frozen agroecosystems. Now, to test these objectives, we first selected two management practices to test, and then we used a coupled water energy balance approach in the field to quantify infiltration and runoff. The practices we selected first were tillage, so the presence of conventional fall tillage versus no tillage, and then second, the timing of the manure application. And this looks at, is there a difference between applying manure early in the freezing season when there's less frost development and less snow accumulation? For us, this is early December, compared to later on in the freezing season, so late January. Now let's go right to the results. To answer our original question, yes, tillage did increase frozen soil infiltration. Let's look at that first in terms of runoff. In this figure, I have the manure timing treatment on the x-axis and then runoff on the y-axis. Conventional tillage is in the left-hand panel and then no tillage is on the right-hand panel. The total bars for each of these treatments represent the total amount of runoff that occurred when the soil was frozen this past winter. Within those totals, I then subdivided it into two key runoff events in February, with February 21st being our largest event. Right away, it's obvious that conventional tillage had the most significant effect on decreasing runoff in these situations. So now let's look at it in terms of infiltration. Once again, I've got the manure timing treatment on the x-axis, and I have total water equivalents on the y-axis. Runoff is in blue, and then infiltration is in green, both of which are in millimeters. And then the percentages represent the relative ratios of infiltration and runoff in each of these treatments. And once again, it's clear that not only is there less runoff in the conventional tillage treatments, but there's also more infiltration. Now, another thing I wanted to add is looking at, within our no-tillage treatment, the January application, right here on top. There's additional runoff that's occurring from this treatment, and then visually, I added some photos here. Conventional tillage on the top, no tillage on the bottom, and then we're comparing the unmanured controls to the January application. That there's something happening here with that January manure application. The brown in the pictures is not the manure application anymore. This is actually soil showing through because of snowmelt. So these photos were taken about a week after the January application. So something here is accelerating these snowmelt events. I have three hypothesized mechanisms to explain this. First, with regard to conventional tillage, I hypothesize that the surface depressional storage created by conventional fall tillage allows the meltwater to pond, which allows it additional time for infiltration. Then, with regards to the January manure application, I hypothesize that it is reducing the surface albedo of snowpack, allowing it to absorb more shortwave radiation. And then second, the high electrical conductivity of the manure may be depressing the freezing point of snowpack, which would also prevent or promote a runoff event. So with that, I want to say thank you all for being here. If you have any questions about our methods or other results, please visit my poster tonight, number 320. And then if you're curious about the nutrient management side of this, I'm also giving a talk on Wednesday. Thank you.